Welcome to the Timely Beaver for August 1st, 2005. We have Dan, the Spanish conquistador man, and James between California and Oregon. Now bump it.
Hey everyone, this is Ted. Welcome to another Timely Beaver. Coming to you from a gorgeous Sunday afternoon in Portland. It was 90 something out today, which is awesome. We've been having an awesome summer, even though it came about a month late this year. Usually about, you know, July 4th on, but it didn't start until about 2 weeks ago. But thank God it started, because, man, it is nice. So I'm going to get this done and go outside and go swimming in the pool. But anyways, before I get started on that, just some updates here about what's been going on. This morning I wake up to Emily, who had to go to a brunch at about 8 o'clock in the morning, gets up and goes, "Ted, get up. And I'm like, what? Don't wake me up. I'm sleeping. And, well, anyway, she's like, "I got a flat tire. I need to get to the brunch." And I'm like, okay. Go down there, jack up the car, and man, there is a freaking big ass screw through that tire. And so spent the day, since we only have one car at the moment because my car broke down going through Grants Pass, ended up having to wait around until about 3 o'clock today when her mom showed up for this family gathering. And, yeah, it ended up being this big thing, and the guy would not fix her tire was the latest status from the phone call I just got. And, well, looks like Emily's got to do something about her car, and so hopefully I think tomorrow she's going to go to Les Schwab or something and get it fixed. But anyways, so we got that screw sometime last night after a barbecue at Dan, Mike, and Carrie and Heather's place. And you might remember, you know Mike, Dan, Spanish conquistador man, and Carrie, who did My Life as a Vacuum. Anywho, it was a great barbecue. So on the way home, we got a screw in her tire. Don't know how, but her tire was dead flat this morning. And on a lighter side, though, speaking of Dan, the conquistador man, he was one of the original writers of the original Timely Beaver show theme song. And here is playing what we are going to nickname the new tune. So take it away, Dan.
Thank you.
So that was Dan's awesome improv jam, or the new song, as we're going to call it here. Another great thing about that is that he wrote it during the reformat show. We just kind of got bored recording for a minute, so we went into the other room to just chill out and, you know, drink a beer. And Dan was in here, and we just set him up, and he went to town. So I'm glad he gave us that song for this show. Next up here was actually a song that was recorded earlier today. Between my friend in California and me up here in Oregon, we jammed, I'm not going to tell you how we did this because it was damn well complicated, and after we were done, my computer crashed, but luckily I was able to save it beforehand. Let's just say it's not good to have your audio running through 8 programs at once just to get a recording, and so that they can hear it on the other end as well. It really jacked up my computer pretty nicely, but hey, good 15-minute recording condensed into 9 minutes, I think, because I jammed out for a while in the beginning, and that just got deleted. So anyways, here you go. Me and my buddy Dave from California, who also called in about the car incident, but that's another story. So here you go. This is called, what did we call this song? Well, I guess I'm the one who named it, so I'm the one who should know, but let's find out. What is it in my iTunes library? It is called the California to Oregon Internet Connection. Here you go.
Thank you. Okay. I love that.
That was the California to Oregon Internet Connection Jam, which was recorded literally about 3 hours ago. Anyways, I hope everyone enjoyed it, and that was thanks to my buddy Dave, who jammed out with me, who most likely is listening, I hope. Anyways, well, that does it for this Sunday, which is going to go up on August 1st. I hope you all have a good week, and you'll be hearing from us soon. Anyways, call our audio comment line at 206-222-BEAV. That's 2328. And you can also reach us at timelybeaver@gmail.com. All that information is posted on timelybeaver.com as well. So anyways, hope you all have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Timely Beaver Recap from July 28th and 29th. Brewfest. Drinking beers. Glug, 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 glug. Taking the light rail home. Little Chickadee. Oh, baby, you're so hot, I want to sit next to you. The other man. Hey, baby, well, I like you. I go to OSU. I did too. Well, I got to go to my parents' house because I'm 22 and she's 21 and we still don't do anything on our own. Well, why don't you come over to our place? We're still drinking. Oh, we can't. We got to go. Oh, you're missing out. Solicited feedback submitted to the Timely Beaver. Then the drunken recap at the end. What do you think? What do you know? Who will be there? I don't know, but this ends Timely Beaver number 9.